This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles are off today. They beat the Red Sox 8-5 yesterday. They are 3-2 in the young season. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline where we talk to our friend. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. It's Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate it. Let's start with yesterday's starter. What'd you think of Cade Povich yesterday?
Slim Shady. I thought he was all right. I would have liked him to put up a zero there in the second inning. But I don't know. I thought he was okay. I thought he fit in with the rest of our starters as far as kind of
mediocre.
All right. Hopefully, yeah, mediocre at best. And then, you know, we'll see how they do the next day. Listen, that's a big day, man. Pitching on opening day.
Yeah.
So, listen, he made it through. Kudos to him. And, you know, now it's just about getting – better each time out.
Well, at least on this show, we obviously were building up Sagano, and he's going to be a huge X factor for this team. And then he pitched over the weekend, and it fell through the cracks a little bit. You've been around ball for a long time. You ever seen a dude sweat that much in a 65 degree day in a dome and get cramping in both his hands? That's a look like full body cramping. Have you seen a pitcher cramp up in both hands before?
I haven't, but, you know, it's funny you mention that because on our Be More Baseball podcast, our good doctor talked about how sometimes if your hand's sweaty, or at least he's witnessed this with pitchers, they try to overgrip the ball, and it just makes your hand kind of cramp up at times. So he's heard of that.
By good doctor, Bordy, do you mean Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman?
No, I don't. I mean Dr. Michael Jacobs.
Oh, okay.
The former doctor for the Orioles. So, yeah, no, not Dr. Jerry Coleman. But he'd certainly had some insight on that as well. So I was a little surprised by that and concerned a little bit. You know, here's a veteran pitcher that is about ready to go pitch another big game. And so to come out with some cramping means just the pregame ritual might have to change a little bit. An understanding of, you know, all the hoopla, the pomp and circumstance. Listen, there was a lot of stuff going on for him, too, though. First start in the major league, the parents came over from Japan. So, you know, a lot of stuff going on with everybody really making their first start. And unfortunately, it just didn't go as well as we'd all hoped. Except for Eflin.
He was great.
Bordy, yeah. Cedric Mullins off to a really hot start, and we were bringing this up even during spring training. Would you like to see him lead off some against righties, especially now with Colton Cowser on the shelf?
Well, I don't know, man, because, you know, nowadays, just looking at, I got no problem with putting a bopper up there on top that can, you know, hit a home run. And Cedric has, he certainly has great power. He's the only 30-30 guy. I don't know, man. I guess the part of me wants him to be there because I just love the traditional leadoff guy that can work in the bat, you know, see a lot of pitches for everybody else in the lineup. Cedric has that potential power. And I guess, you know, when he's rolling, I mean, when he's seeing the ball as well as he is, why not? I mean, because he is a weapon for sure. He's still got great speed. And listen, when he's putting the lumber on the ball like he is now and he just looks so calm and confident at the plate, yeah, you want him to have more at bats. And this is the type of thing where you can't just spit out these numbers and put guys in. You gotta trust your gut and say, this is a hot guy. And get him up there. Let him work his magic and get on base three or four times for our thumpers and put immediate pressure on with his speed. So, yeah, I guess I do agree with you and wish they would slide him up there. But, you know, what I said about that ability to make that first mark still holds true. And if you can do it with a power guy, that's great.
We're talking with Mike Bordy. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bordy, Felix Bautista, he it looked like he struck out the first batter in the ninth, and he got kind of squeezed by the ump and ended up walking him, and then the inning goes sideways. Maybe the inning goes differently, but he hasn't exactly looked smooth yet.
No, and I think we've been pretty lucky because he hasn't had high leverage situations. So Brandon's been able to get him in when the team has a lead, take a little bit of that pressure off, just so he can kind of settle in, hopefully. It's nice to see his velocity up there, but this is going to be a question mark. And my question is, how long can you hold on to him as like an experiment till the mountain is truly back? Because if he's just going to be a mop-up, you know, ahead by six runs guy, I mean, let's go. I mean, so this is going to be something that we're all going to keep an eye on, and hopefully he does continue to progress so he can get those higher leverage situations.
Well, and then to kind of spin it further in the bullpen, we were hoping Suarez could pick up some of the slack, either as that right-handed bulk guy who they never really had last year to provide length when the starters don't, and that could be a problem this year, and or be another swing and miss right-handed guy at the back end of the pen. How big could his absence loom now, and are you worried about the middle innings at all?
Absolutely. Dude, I'm worried about every inning.
Yeah.
I really am. I mean, yeah. Honestly, because they're just everybody's a question mark, and there's always the question mark now just about the health of 'cause somebody's bound to get hurt again, and we have an older rotation, and Suarez was, I personally thought, completely mishandled in spring training.
Yep.
I mean, didn't he pitch more than anybody?
Yeah. Went over six innings the last time out.
I mean, so what are you preparing him for? And then all of a sudden, I don't know. That is frustrating. And I worry more. When you hear about shoulder injuries for pitchers, you know, nowadays, elbows, everybody's like, oh, the elbow's fine. But shoulders can be not good. If you get into rotator cuff problems, I mean, it ain't easy to come back from stuff like that. So that's knock on wood that it is just a sore shoulder from maybe overuse, and then he needs a little break. But golly, yeah, that could be trouble too.
Well, Bordy, at what point are we, is it fair to, well, and I'm already there, but I'll ask you, at what point for you, is it fair to take a step back and say, okay, they kind of yo-yoed Wells, it didn't work out. They just yo-yoed Suarez, it didn't work out. Kyle Bradish came out and said, yeah, I pitched in significant discomfort all of last year. I did it because they didn't want me to have the surgery, and then I got the surgery anyway. We had Grayson talking. We all saw the Grayson thing where he's pitching and he's not throwing 90 miles an hour, and he's saying he didn't feel good in the pen beforehand, but he still went out there and threw 33 pitches in Fort Myers. Like, Means never came back from his Tommy John all that well. We got Higante, right? Bautista, 17 months later, he's still not right. Like, at some point, is it fair to wonder what's going on with pitching here? Like, everybody is guys who get hurt, but this, I don't hear this everywhere.
Well, that was a lot, Jace. I mean,
that's how we roll, Bordy. You know that.
I do feel you. Listen, this is a thing, okay? I think this is a thing. You can't. So baseball, the game of baseball, is so human by nature that an algorithm can't tell you about this kind of stuff. The stuff that we see with our naked eye, right? You say, wow, that isn't right. So, you know, let's pull back on this. Let's do and make those gut adjustments that you just witnessed because you're baseball. So the algorithms don't feel that. They don't see. I don't think they sense that right now in the game. And that's why I just feel like there's a massive injuries. Because they're unaware of what's the human side of this game and what can happen if you take the human body and just beat it down with weighted balls and things like that. So, you know, it's funny, and I've always been against those kind of heavy weighted balls, but I saw an article today about Glasnow, and maybe it was yesterday, but you know, and he talked about how he stopped using the weighted balls and he's going to the old school long throw program.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just players are taking their own personal responsibility and seeing what's going on, at least some of them, and wanting to take care of their bodies so they can have longevity in this game, you know? So, yeah, the Orioles and all of baseball's got to be aware of this because, yeah, I know the Orioles have a lot of issues and a lot of injuries, but really every team, and they just every day, one or two guys is dropping. So this is a true epidemic in the game, and the Orioles, I know, are searching for pitchers just like everybody else. So that's why I think the season especially may end up going down as being the most interesting because of just all how our team's going to overcome the lack of pitching depth.
Bordy, let's end with a positive. Adley Rutschman, okay. He looks like a completely different guy than we saw in the second half of last year. Had a really strong spring training, had a really good handful of games to start this season. What are you seeing different right now compared to the end of last year?
Well, there's definitely a look of confidence. You know, I just think this game is so incredibly grueling mentally on guys. And, you know, a lot of pressure, obviously, on Adley. He's handled it incredibly well. But I don't think we've ever seen him really struggle. It looked like he was just one of these unslumpable guys. And he got in one. And this was a test that he had to get himself out of. And somehow over the winter, whether he healed himself physically or mentally or both, he came into spring training with a different look. And even his teammates have talked about, well, he's just having fun. He looks a little more comfortable, like more at ease. And a lot of times in this crazy game at the major league level, that's what it's about. It, you know, Flanagan, you say this all the time, try less hard, you know, because so many young guys get caught up in, I got to do more. I'm the number one pick. I'm on this great team. I've got to come through. So they put this undue pressure instead of that youthful energy of just playing, man, with the blinders on and go get them. And I think Adley was just in between a little bit. And I think he learned a lot, and every player's got to go through it at some point. Got that out of the way, and now I expect Adley to be an all-star again this season.
Mike Bordick, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
You.
We appreciate it. We'll chat next week.
All right, guys. See you. Talk again. Bye.
Coming up next, we look at the rest of Major League Baseball, our Twib Notes, and we're staying in the AL East. Aaron Boone talking about torpedo bats, Red Sox extended pitcher, and Rafael Devers stinks. We'll hear from Alex Cora. It's our Twib Notes next here on The Fan.